Arena, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A nationwide roundup. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There are reports that at least 2,000 people in the country illegally are targeted for arrest in an operation set to start in a few days in D.C. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, nationwide raids will reportedly begin this Sunday as Immigration and Customs Enforcement goes after illegal immigrants in at least 10 cities. The New York Times reports the operation will play out over several days, targeting people under orders of removal. Families will be kept together when possible, and some may be placed in hotels due to space constraints. There were reports ICE would round up illegal immigrants last month, but President Trump decided to delay that operation. Chris?
Rachel, the president has scheduled a news conference today at 3:45 p.m. Eastern to talk about the 2020 census and efforts to include a citizenship question on it. He has said he may try to get that done through executive action. The Supreme Court kicked the issue back to lower courts, ruling the Trump administration did not adequately or truthfully explain its rationale for the question. The decades-old case of a missing 15-year-old girl has tombs being opened at the Vatican today.
The Vatican has agreed to open two tombs in a cemetery on its grounds, allowing investigators to test the DNA of bones inside. It comes after the family of a girl who went missing in 1983 said they'd received an anonymous tip that Emanuela Orlandi might be buried at the cemetery. The case has become an enduring Vatican mystery, attracting various sensational theories, including rumors of links to a mobster and a papal assassination attempt. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Human remains are found outside a home in Kentucky.
A tip was received as part of the ongoing Savannah Spurlock case.
She's a mother of four missing since January. State Police Trooper Robert Purdy there says they'd searched this home before and came back because of that tip. The son of the home's owner is now under arrest, one of three men seen with Savannah Spurlock at a bar in January. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
And rescue operation in northern Greece for a fisherman missing since a storm that's blamed for six deaths at least and 140 injuries. There are trees torn up, cars tossed, and debris across roads in Greece's Halkidiki Peninsula. A former child actress known for her role in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory died.
Denise Nickerson, a former child actress, starred in Dark Shadows and The Electric Company, but she's best known for her role as Violet Beauregard in the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Dessert? Here it comes. Blueberry pie and cream. It's the most marvelous blueberry pie I've ever tasted.
Holy Toledo, what's happening to your face?
Cool it, Dad. Let me finish.
In 2018, she suffered a severe stroke, and her most recent health problems included a bout with pneumonia before suffering a seizure. She was taken off life support at a Colorado hospital on Tuesday night, her family announcing her death in a Facebook post which read, simply, "She's gone." Nickerson was 62 years old. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Also passed away the former Major League pitcher and author Jim Boughton, 80 years old, from brain disease.
Jim Boughton won a World Series in his first season in the majors as a member of the New York Yankees in 1962, earning an All-Star selection the following season. After seven seasons with the Yankees, he went on to stints with the Seattle Pilots and Houston Astros, culminating in Ball 4, the scathing tell-all, part diary, part memoir of Boughton's Major League career released in 1970, detailing the off-the-field side of baseball life, including routine drug use and obscenities, even depicting alcohol abuse by Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle. Ball 4 would informally lead to Boughton being blacklisted in the majors, leading him to pursue sportscasting, acting, and stints in other baseball leagues. He would get one more go-around in MLB with the Atlanta Braves in 1978, only to return to sportscasting and acting, as well as helping to invent Big League Chew, the shredded bubblegum candy that resembles chewing tobacco.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. 25 minutes or so to the opening bell on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 90 points. Stock markets overseas trading higher today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois State Police say a roadway buckled on I-72 westbound at milepost 94 near Stevenson Drive in Springfield Wednesday. It buckled to an unsafe level in the left lane, which is shut down. IDOT has been notified. Use caution or find alternate routes. The Menard County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing 91-year-old man in the area of Jurgens Avenue and Five Point Street west of Petersburg. There was a coordinated search effort Wednesday night. They asked volunteers to reconvene at 8 a.m. today. Dave and Emling plans to open a recreational marijuana farm and dispensary in Rankin, and the village board seems open to the idea. Emling says the council supported his plan to sell marijuana products in the village, capitalizing on what he calls a prime location with little competition. It's 50 minutes to the Champagne dispensaries. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
All right, weather, Diane Ducey, 8 o'clock hour.
Yes, partly cloudy today with a high 82 expected, 58-hour low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%. As we wrap up the week tomorrow, we're expecting sunshine again, high 85, low 61. Just a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Warm over the weekend, high 91, low 68. 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny. Right now, the temperature's at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
And today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, GerberCollision.com, or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
On Thursdays, Houlihan's has their patio play going on, and I know entertaining us this evening is Dave and Lisa. So 6:30 to 8:30, they've got great entertainment on the patio, and of course the drink specials are always delicious, and the happy apps 4 to 6. Houlihan's is a great spot. I know you enjoyed the 4th of July fireworks from that position just south of the State Farm Center.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
Always a great place to meet.
We like also the food at Houlihan's.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them to make me up a little chef salad, and they're just accommodating as can be.
Exactly.
And I want iceberg lettuce, and they shred that.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
I also recommend the Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Houlihan's, once again, with Dave and Lisa performing between 6:30 and 8:30 tonight.
Okay. It's Houlihan's. CU Church meets at Houlihan's on Sundays.
Nice.
And folks can just walk around from where they are and go on into Houlihan's.
Excellent.
It's a good place to go. And I like having coffee with Sam's hit Starbucks there.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5, 8 o'clock hour. John Decker will join me later in the hour. John was in Sweden.
Mm.
And I don't know what was going on. He was at a conference and he was speaking about perspectives, I think, inside the White House as a reporter.
I see.
What I don't get is how he vaulted to like number one something in the country of Sweden.
Oh, wow.
So King Carlos, I think is the guy's name, watch out.
Must
King John Decker. John Decker. He only spent 5 days there. I said, if you stayed another week in Europe, you'd be the king of all countries that begin with S. It's amazing. So he'll join us later from the White House. It'll be fun to catch up with John Decker as he'll do his normal good reporting. That'll be live at the White House at about 20 before 9. Jeremy Warner Show after 9 this morning. Don't forget, next week, if you want to know about Illinois football, you don't know about the Big Ten, you don't want to who's who, and you want to listen, Jeremy Warner Show next week will be live Thursday, Friday. Expanded show, 8:30 to 11. And we're talking Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman, all the players, other coaches from the other Big Ten schools. They're all there to talk Illinois football.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else matters. The focus is going to be on Illinois. So the rest of the Big Ten can just go home.
There you go.
I just want to know about Illinois. Does it matter? Yeah, it does. Our attendance is down to 36,000 a year.
Shoot.
Shut up. I don't care.
We've got Reggie Corbin going to be represented along with Nate Hobbs, of course, Lovie Smith. So Jeremy catches all these terrific interviews, and we're happy to bring that to you late next week.
Yep. Looking forward to that. And sponsors. I got that.
I know Eastland Suites is part of it.
Yeah.
Lake of the Woods Golf Course.
That's good. People
U of I Meat Sales Room.
Can't find it. Yeah, I can. The Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 Team at Illinois National Bank, and the Urbana Park District. All right, ESPN 93.5 Baseball. We got Houston and Texas tonight as they open up after the All-Star break. Cardinals open tomorrow night in St. Louis. Of course, it has to be Luke Weaver and catcher we traded, Carson behind the plate. I'm sure they'll put together a ridiculous performance. We'll see what happens with the Cardinals. I'm pretty sure Matt Carpenter will be at third base and leading off. This is the last run for me for Matt Carpenter, sorry. And the Cubs, who traditionally dominate in the second half, will be expected to dominate again in the second half. I think that's what, it's a reasonable expectation. That's how they play. They always play 650 ball in the second half of the season. So I think the Cubbies just kind of do their thing, and then they kind of stretch your legs when they need to stretch your legs. I think that's kind of how it works. Okay, those air-blown hand dryers in public restrooms may spread more germs than conventional paper towels.
Really?
All right, stand by. Germ alert. An expert on infectious disease, Dr. Murray Cohen, as I grab my Kleenex to touch my knobs. How are you, Murray?
Good morning to you, sir.
Every time I get into this kind
of germs?
I just get into the what about Bob, where I can't touch anything right. When I talk to people like you because I realize that my iPhone is dirtier than the toilet seat.
Yes, the iPhone especially.
Well, and that's actually a very good point. Another fun fact, there's a German university published a study a couple of years ago where they cultured kitchen sink sponges from the end of the faculty. And they found the density of bacteria was 82 billion per cubic inch on the sponges, which is the same as the bacterial density in a stool sample.
Okay, thanks.
So,
thanks
how often do you
thanks for being on. I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for being on. It just sucks. I hate that. I haven't changed my sponge in a while. Thanks a lot.
Exactly.
I don't know how you live, Dr. Murray Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Okay, so what about the hand dryers and the towels? It makes more sense to me that I'm blowing my hands dry. I'm not touching anything.
Well, first of all, we're 90% of the way there simply by washing your hands. That's the important thing. The bacteria like water. They live in water. So the main thing about a towel drying is that it gets the water off more quickly. And the air drying blows, the water around. In fact, it's common practice. People will shake their hands before they put it under the dryer. So that blows the bacteria around. But it's just not that bad of a deal. The bacteria are essentially normal gut flora that we all have. And even blowing them around, it's not so much they're in the air as they land on surfaces. Which you touch the surfaces, you spread the germs, but they're cleaned whenever the service is done on the bathroom.
I gotcha.
The basic question, the important question public health-wise on public versus air dry, is for places like clinics and healthcare settings and cruise ships, where we have very specific problems with virus spread in cruise ships or with highly susceptible individuals in hospitals. And there, even having more normal body bacteria around can, in fact, cause infection because of the people that are getting it. So public restrooms, by and large, the important thing is wash your hands. If you want to dry them on your pants or on a towel or an air dryer, any of those is fine.
What about touching the doors you leave? That's bad.
Well, that goes to when it's blown around, or is it? My wife will not punch a button on an elevator without doing it through her shirt sleeve or something.
See what you did to her? I mean, man, Murray, you can't even touch a button on an elevator because it's ugly, awful, terrible. What you need to wear is glasses that show where the germs are, and then you just won't ever go anywhere.
Well, there actually are a lot of studies in the scientific literature where they've done sort of that. They use these ultraviolet reflecting substitutes for germs, and then you put on ultraviolet glasses and you can see where all the dirtiness is. But on the other hand, this is the microbial world. We're the invaders. There's so many more of them than us, and by and large, Bacteria are good for us. They are part of our normal flora. We need them. There's only a few of them that are pathogens, and most of the ones we worry about.
Yeah.
And you're not likely going to get many of those in a public bathroom.
Gotcha. Well, Ben, really nice having you on, Murray. We really appreciate what you've done to us. How do people reach out? Yeah, the sponges thing I'm changing today, thanks to you.
Yes.
Where do we find Murray Cohen?
Where do you find me? Well, I live in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
You can get me online at Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, dot Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, at Wello, W-E-L-L-O, Wello, Inc., .com.
Gotcha. Hey, listen, thanks for your time and your expertise. I love talking to guys like you that are so learned. You're a PhD, for crying out loud, so you must know what you're talking about.
Mostly I'm a public health ninja, so I love talking germs with people.
Oh, man. That's just so... I'm sorry, but it's so weird. It is. It just is.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Murray. Hope to have you on again. I do like germ guys.
But, I do, too.
But it just, why do I do it? I know what's going to happen. I can't touch anything anymore.
We'll find a sanitation wipe for our iPhones right after the show.
We used to have those. What happened to them?
Right.
We used to
I think
wipe.
They get used up.
Well, the problem is somebody will come
interviews.
In. Well, it's just, I don't want to be that germaphobe, but stuff like that makes me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fault.
I know it.
All right. ESPN 93.5, we jump to your sports headlines.
Well, Houston and Texas back at it tonight for everybody else. Cardinals hosting Arizona Diamondbacks, 7:15 tomorrow here on ESPN 93.5. The Cubs in Pittsburgh going at it in a day game on US 105.9 with a 1:20 start. And Chicago White Sox late on the West Coast as they're in Oakland to take on the A's. At Wimbledon, we have Serena Williams playing today. And Novak Djokovic ended up winning, so we're getting in the zone. There into the finals in the Quad Cities area in Silvis, Illinois, with a $5.6 million purse, highest ever, $1 million to the winner. The John Deere Classic is underway. Some former Illini favorites like Steve Stricker involved, along with Dylan Myers, Nick Hardy, Zach Johnson back for the 18th time, and newcomer Matthew Wolf. Maybe some people are cutting out at work, heading to the John Deere Classic today.
It'll be fun, and there's usually a fantastic group of Illini. I mean, there's people, I-L-L-I-N-I, mm-hmm. all the time, and Steve Stricker loves that. So that's fun. Anyway, it's up at Silvis, Illinois, and you're right, it's not far, and it's fun. And figure out how you can get an 18 in those skyboxes and enjoy. Okay, ESPN 93.5, we're going to break for the news. Fox Business Minute coming up next. Let's jump to our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 82, 58 our low tonight, a 20% chance of showers. Sunshine tomorrow as we wrap up the week, high 85, low 61. Great weather for the Fisher Community Fair. I know Mark Chestnut will be on stage. Let's see, high 90 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. We've got a temperature of 74 now. Sunday's forecast is something we're watching here at Stevie J Broadcast. With our Mile at the Pines event coming up as we support the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Essentially, later on this afternoon, if you stop by Body and Soul, they've got all the information, Mike Lindemann and Jan Seeley involved. So,
what's the weather Sunday night?
It looks great. Partly cloudy conditions, low 69 into the evening and a high 91 by day. So it should be nice.
All right. Awesome. PaulSKToday.com. Yeah, when you're ready to say I do... Maybe you guys need to talk about money. Ooh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's kind of touchy.
You need to talk about the history. Where are you? What do you owe? What do I need to know? You do not want surprises, my friends. No surprises. Make sure before you say I do, Busey will sit with you. They'll talk to you. You can go online and do it yourself. But just know that there's lots of things to consider. You're doing a joint account? Budgets, anything? How much on your rent or your mortgage? What you got? What are you spending? What are you bringing in? If you're bringing in $45,000 a year, then you got to figure out taxes and all your stuff. What's your take home? If you're doing 45, you're probably taking home, what, 35 at least, maybe 32.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got that to deal with, and you don't want to spend more than, say, 30. Or maybe even less, if you can. Try not to spend more than you make. Busey is ready to stand by. No matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. Go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. They got it all, too. Five lines of business: personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, and wealth management. For 150-plus years, they've been the bank. 150-plus years. That's crazy. Investment product services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Okay, 828. John Decker at the White House standing by at the Tom Hanks espresso machine. Tom Hanks donated that espresso machine at the White House.
Yes.
I would guess in the Obama years. I don't think he did it. Maybe he did for Donald Trump. I can't remember when they donated. Anyway, you've got all of that. And how about Tom Steyer's? Tom Steyer, he's the new billionaire. He's ready to spend $100 million to be the next Democratic nominee for president.
Oh.
He's got zero name recognition.
Right.
He's the one that has been two issues, impeach Donald Trump. I wonder if Donald Trump and Tom Steyer have a history. Because this guy is dogged wanting to impeach Trump. Remember in the 90s when he called Jerry Nadler Fat Jerry? And Jerry Nadler's heading up this whole investigation into the House side.
Yeah.
I just think that Donald Trump...
people might have some history.
There's just a lot of people that just can't stand him.
Can't bury the axe.
So Tom Steyer and Donald Trump, something must have happened for this guy to be that after him.
Okay.
And then of course, he is two things. It's climate change and impeach Trump, number one, climate change, two.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit of conflict here because Tom Steyer made his money in coal. That's dirty.
I see.
How dare you take your dirty money? That's already coming up. And then it was inevitable in this time of talking race. AOC said it. Nancy Pelosi is picking on women of color.
I see.
You know, it was inevitable because that's always in the pocket. It's always about race. So whatever you do that they don't like, it's because you're a racist, a bigot, a whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are. That's your hater. The dialogue has descended into, ugh. And we'll see. If America likes it, then we'll vote that in. You know? We'll see what happens. I think there's a whole lot of energy, and I think that the left is probably, it's in their lexicon, at least of thought, that Donald Trump might win again. I think it's important that they know that, so there isn't not a quadruple meltdown following the Hillary. 99% she's going to win didn't happen. It was a huge meltdown, safe places, everything. It was out of hand. And so the left needs to know there is a shot here. So we just hang in there. Greatest nation on earth. So hang in there with me. Crazy. There's lots of stuff going on. You're going, this could not happen. You could not make our major cities look the way they look with tent cities everywhere. What are we doing? Okay, perfect timing. Phone's ringing, and it's time for the news at 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A report says thousands of undocumented immigrants living here are about to be swept up in ICE raids.
The New York Times reports the agency is targeting about 2,000 people who have been under orders of deportation. Due to space constraints, some might be temporarily housed in hotels until they can be removed from the country.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Air Force says it found no evidence to corroborate allegations of sexual misconduct against a top general up for the Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman post.
A senior military official tells the Associated Press Air Force General John Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances while she was one of his aides in 2017. Members of Congress have questions about the allegations and the military investigation earlier this year.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. And consumer prices ticking up in June. This is Fox News.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin said Wednesday that the city will remove fines recently imposed upon the nonprofit Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. The city will also be refunding the $300 in permit fees paid by the IMC in the last week. A judge gave a Champaign teen a chance to avoid prison Wednesday. Judge Tom DeFantis said if 17-year-old Anthony Parks, who admitted to his role in a shooting and domestic battery, fails to live up to the terms of his sentence under the Juvenile Criminal Code, he will serve a 12-year sentence in adult prison. Urbana celebrated its inaugural Poet Laureate at Analog Wine Library on Wednesday. Will Rieger earned a Ph.D. in history from the University of Illinois and will receive a $2,000 honorarium for his term funded by the City of Urbana's Arts and Culture Program. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
It's Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. You need to visit there if you need a vehicle. It could be any make or model. They got a pre-owned. Dale's got a zillion pre-owned ready for you. Also, the BMW side, I've driven a number of BMWs. The only asterisk on the BMW at Honda BMW is they like to go fast.
Mm.
So you need to talk to them before you get in. Say, we can't run them. You look down, you go 90, you go, whoa. I mean, they just run so beautifully.
Yep.
Or the Honda. What do you want? Van? I got the Odyssey. I got the CRV. I got the Pilot. I got the Passport. I got the Civic. I got the Ridgeline.
And everybody in the vehicle will be totally comfortable with their own cup holder, their own plug-in for their apparatus. Yeah, it's just really well thought.
They are an award-winning dealer, my friends. Visit today and find out why. Tremendous service, tremendous people. It's a great atmosphere. You walk in, you feel it. And they don't pressure you. You make your decision when you're ready. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Say to my friend Ben Quattron or Craig Fanning or Kenny over on the Beamer side, Dale, Christian Wallace, Tommy West, Christian Wallace. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, 835. Mr. John Decker, stand by. Live at the White House next.
If you're looking for a dependable roofing contractor, look no further than Freedom Roofing and Construction, right here in Champaign.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. Why would you call us for a free estimate for your roof? Because we'll give you a free, honest assessment and tell you if you need our help or if your roof is okay. We promise. We have experienced roofing contractors who can handle any size job, commercial or residential. Please give us a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser for Freedom Roofing. Contact me at freedomchampaign.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. I know there are a lot of great options in town for dining, and we really appreciate you choosing Rosati's. And I'd like to say I'm hearing a lot of great feedback about us. Trent wrote, great pizza, and the absolute very best Italian beef around. Thomas typed, best downstate pizza, bar none. And I heard from Ian that we have a great pizza with a very friendly and helpful staff. If you want great pizza, wings, sandwiches, pasta, and more, stop by and see me and my team at Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Find us at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
I haven't had my teeth cleaned in years, but I don't like any of my current options. I wish there was another place I could go.
Live in Southern Champaign County? Need to schedule an appointment with a friendly, caring dentistry team? If you answered yes, you need to schedule an appointment with the new Tolono Family Dental in Tolono. When was the last time you had your teeth checked out? Do you have some pain in your mouth that won't go away? Then call Tolono Family Dental and get an appointment today. They're taking new patients now and serving all of Champaign County and beyond. Whether it's a checkup, a cleaning, a filling, or something a little more specific, the caring dentists, assistants, and hygienists at Tolono Family Dental will take care of you. 485-5760 is the number you need to call. That's 485-5760. 485-5760 to make an appointment today. Now offering $59 comprehensive exams and x-rays to all new patients without insurance. Tolono Family Dental, 202 P Street in Tolono.
talking with race co-director Jan Seeley. Mile at the Pines Race Week is finally here. What do folks need to know about this week, Jan?
Well, the first thing is, if you haven't already registered online for Mile at the Pines, it's not too late. Come down to Body and Soul Sports this Thursday or Friday between 4 and 7 p.m. or Saturday between 10 and 5, and you can get registered on the spot. Pre-registered runners can pick up their race items during these times as well.
So you can register on race day, July 14th, but only between 4:30 and 5:30 at the staging area at the Pines Shopping Center in Urbana. What time do things kick off Sunday at the Pines?
Packet pickup runs from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Pines Shopping Center. Our first race wave starts at 6 p.m. and the last one will go off at 7:40. We'll have two award ceremonies, one at 7:10 and one at 8:10. There'll be plenty of food and drink for everyone after each wave.
Mile at the Pines, sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Buffon Salon, Casa Del Mar, Carl, Busey, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Stevie J Broadcasting, and Christie Clinic. To learn more, visit mileatthepines.com.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
We welcome live from the White House with the Swedish national anthem. John Decker, who's returned from Sweden as some sort of a rock star, future king. I don't understand. Could you please tell me what happened when you were vaulted to number one on the front page of the Swedish newspaper? What the world were you doing?
Well, I don't know. I gave a talk when I was there in Sweden, and I guess it impressed a few people. Yeah. So I was in a list that was put together of the 100 most influential people in Sweden. I was number 34, and you referenced another list that came out. Number one, Stevie on the hot list. So whatever that is, I'll take it. I'm very proud of this fact.
That's
right?
So, that's just like equivalent to People Magazine's Sexiest Man.
Exactly.
This is huge. This is big.
It's huge.
Wow.
It's big. Absolutely.
And I hope your wife was impressed. That's amazing. I mean, this is
she
huge.
Was, and she was with me for our week-long trip to Sweden in both Stockholm and
wow.
a town called Visby on the island of Gotland. And beautiful country. And, you know, this is the time of year to visit Sweden because it doesn't really get dark there. It's pretty remarkable. You know, sun rises at 3 a.m. in the morning, sunset, you know, maybe 11:30 at night. It's pretty remarkable. Beautiful country, nice people. Everything about it. My first time there, I was very impressed, and I look forward to my return visit to Sweden.
You're going to come down the ramp, and there's going to be red carpet the next time.
That's right.
Visit,
right?
I mean, the impact you had, you could make more on the mashed potato circuit than you do at the White House. This could be big.
Yeah, wow. So that's something to consider, right? Now, I love America. It's the best country in the world, but Sweden is a great place to visit, and I look forward to going back there. I would go back there the same time of the year when I go back to Sweden, and it will be a when, not if, because
yeah.
I was very impressed with my entire experience there. By the way, went to the ABBA Museum in Sweden.
Hmm.
Pretty cool to go there, and you see people from all over the world, fans of ABBA.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty impressive, and they have also a really, I thought, impressive photography museum in Sweden. It also has a terrific exhibit. So there's much to see, and went to the palace, of course, the royal palace there. So much to see and so much to do in Sweden, and I couldn't have asked for a better trip.
Well, John Decker, one of our fine journalists in America, what are you working on? What is top on your plate today?
Well, a lot of things. You know, the president is going to likely be signing executive action to try to put that citizenship question on the census.
Yeah.
He will do so later this afternoon. That's going to be challenged, Stevie, in the federal court almost immediately. And I just don't see how you meet this deadline to have the census forms printed,
yeah.
including the form, you know, before, you know, the self-imposed deadline that the Commerce Department has already put out there.
What I don't understand, maybe you do, I'm sure you do, but we've done this question for a very long time, for at least 100 straight years. I don't get why now. I mean, didn't we ask the question in 2010?
No. So what happened was the 2010 census did not include the question because President Obama got rid of the long-form census. It's now a short-form census, and the question hasn't actually appeared on a census form since, I think it's 1950.
Oh, okay.
The Commerce Department wants to put it back in there. They say they want an accurate account of how many citizens are in the country. Of course, the groups that are opposed to it say that this will lead to an undercount because individuals that are in this country that are not citizens will not answer the census. And they say that's a problem in terms of the distribution of federal funds and also the way that congressional districts are divided all across the country.
I see. Well, because I think they're right. If I'm an illegal alien here, I wouldn't fill that out. Why would I?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, obviously this is a concern for the Supreme Court. They said you didn't give us good justification as to why it is that you, the Commerce Department, want to include this on the census. And so they said go back and give us, justification. Do that at the district court level, and instead of doing that, it seems the president wants to sign executive action, but that's going to get challenged in the federal courts, and, it'll begin the whole legal process all over again from the district court level, and then whoever loses is going to appeal to the circuit court level, and that's likely going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
So I guess the thinking as you play chess on this one is that if they don't respond, meaning I don't have to count them, meaning it will affect districting and all this stuff that goes with the census, it's better than letting them be counted when I don't even know if they're legal. So they won't answer, and that de facto gives me what I want.
Well, that there's something to that. Maybe that's the justification that the Commerce Department ultimately will come up with. But whatever it is that the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross came up with was not satisfactory to the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who actually wrote the majority opinion. It was a 5-4 decision and essentially said, we will not allow you to include this question for now. For now is the key words here. You need to give better justification, and you need to do this at a federal district court level. And so that's what's happening.
Okay.
You may have seen earlier this week a different federal judge in New York State said you cannot switch your legal teams to deal with this particular issue, which is what the Justice Department wanted to do. So they're stuck with the same legal team that lost at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, lastly, Tom Steyer, do you know anything about the billionaire now running for president on the Democratic side?
Well, if you flip on your, whatever cable channel you watch over the past year, whether it's Fox, I hope you're watching Fox or CNN or MSNBC, you've probably seen commercials that have been paid for by Tom Steyer, and he has been advocating the impeachment of President Trump. And so he's an activist. He is indeed a billionaire, and he has thrown his hat into the ring. I don't think he's going to make the very first debate, which is upcoming, I believe, in Detroit. But, we'll see if his candidacy, gets some groundswell and whether he gets some support beyond the obviously millions, perhaps, potentially, that he could throw into supporting his candidacy.
But the problem is it's like he made his money on dirty coal and he's a climate change guy. How dare he is what I'm hearing already. So
I think that's right. I mean, this is one of the two issues that he will be running on. One is the advocacy for abiding by the climate change accord, the Paris Climate Change Accord, and the other, he feels that corporations have really dirtied up our political system, and he wants to do something about that as well. So he's going to be obviously one of those individuals who will be left of center, to say the least, adjoining other left of center candidates trying to win the Democratic presidential nomination. There you go. There's ABBA.
Yeah, because who wouldn't want to go to the ABBA Hall of Fame? You lucky dog. Number one with a bullet on the list of hottest guys in Sweden. It's John Decker. Well done, my friend. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Thanks for playing ABBA. And it's great to talk to you. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. John Decker, live at the White House. Doesn't love ABBA.
That's right.
And they look the same. Oh, this is taken from 1974.
Exactly. Right.
Are they still out?
No.
And they got to be 80. They got to be up there. 70.
I play it at the daddy-daughter dances and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Disco dad contest.
From Sweden. 8:49. Anybody could be that. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 82, down to 58. Nice, especially compared to yesterday when the heat index was well into the triple digits. Boy, it was hot. We've got a high 85 expected tomorrow with sunshine, down to 61. 90s over the weekend. We've got sunshine expected. The temperature's currently at 76 with sunny conditions. ESPN 93.5.
What's today? Okay. The guys like Mattex and Lance, they're getting a lot of calls.
Yes, they are.
And something in here in Urbana, the surge of some kind of due to brownout at Meijer, and we struggled here, and a little Hearts and Hands struggle. I mean, there's something going on in Urbana with the heat or whatever it was. And last night, your thing at the park, it's just 102 heat
my
index.
My neighborhood nights, yes. Yeah. It was warm to start, especially at 6:30 with the DR Dixie Band. But
yep.
It was fun to hear those guys playing their clarinet, and it's a nice little combo. Probably 8 guys in that band, and Babyface was one of the songs they started out with. You got the cutest little baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, in any case, fun to hear some of those old-timer songs.
Well, it is fun. Diana Ross tonight?
Yes.
Is that right?
The tickets are between $164 and essentially $60 in the 200 level.
So way back there for $60.
Mm-hmm.
And then way up there, if you like Diana Ross.
Right, front row, $164.
As that goes, that's not very much.
I agree.
You look at concert tickets, it's like, whoa, really? It's that much money?
And this is their theater setting, so it's a more intimate Diamond Diana Ross tonight.
And listen, kudos to Diana, 75.
Yeah.
God bless her for getting out there. But can you imagine how long it takes to make her look as good as she's going to look tonight? I mean, really. She's 75. Come on. I'm just saying. You have to do so. I mean,
she'll have a bunch of costume changes and things like that.
I am not near that. I am not near that age, and I need a lot of work to get on radio. Anyway, Diana tonight at the State Farm Center, legend. I mean, Ringo in August. I mean, this is
August 20th.
Ringo Starr and Diana Ross. How about it, Kev? You're doing a great job
exactly.
Over there.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Hey, thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Have a great Thursday.